Welcome to Oilfield Talk. My name is Trey Fought, and I'm host of Oilfield Talk Podcast. We want to speak with workers from all other aspects of the oil and gas industry and allow them the outlet to tell some crazy, amazing stories you just wouldn't believe are true. Not just the wildcats, the drillers, the roughnecks, the roustabouts, but the land-based offshore drilling operations, service companies, vendors, third-party personnel, production, transportation, all aspects of the industry that provide expertise throughout the oil field industry. But each of these have many, many hilarious stories to share about their time in the oil patch. I have no doubt that we will be able to share entertaining stories or tell tall tales that anyone who works in the industry will appreciate and get a hearty laugh while listening. But this is also going to be a family podcast. We'll be able to invite our families at home to listen. Although they won't believe half the stories we share, they may have a couple of dozen questions. Maybe it will give them and everyone a greater appreciation of the jobs we have in the oil field and why we enjoy our oil field family for half a year. So please take an hour or so out of your day. Give a listen to the Oilfield Talk podcast. Hope you enjoy the stories as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. We are recording. Welcome to Oilfield Talk. I'm a podcast for the oil field, people in the oil field. Your name is
Colton Wimmers.
What do you do in the oil field?
A little bit of everything, it seems like. Work for a company called Riot SCADA and Eversolve Technologies. We're an automation and SCADA company in the Permian Basin.
What is that?
Automation is a mixture of components and programs and softwares. Having a process automated the way you want to.
So y'all help a company figure out what they need and then do the software?
Yes. So let me kind of think about this question here.
Well, I come from offshore oil and gas.
Okay.
We have a lot of automation. I was showing the guys this morning a video of what our rig floor does when we're pulling out of the hole.
Right.
Nobody touches a pipe.
Right.
Everything's automated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all robotic. It's all arms going out, grabbing pipe. They just sit behind a glass in a cyber chair and
push buttons.
That's it. Yep. Push buttons.
Nice and
so
safe. And take
we use plenty of automation. I was just wondering, are you bringing stuff like that?
Yeah. So we're taking the human element out of the process. The automation in oil and gas, especially on onshore stuff, we take the human element out of a process. We still rely on boots on the ground, people there, not necessarily like offshore. But onshore, we take the human element out, turning pumps on and off over a tank level or a PSI.
Mm-hmm.
We really focus on that and letting the operators do more with less. You don't have to worry about staying here on location or staying at a well and babysitting it. This lets you go do a lot more things. Time management.
Land-based is all new to me, and I'm enjoying learning something new.
Right.
When I ask, what is it? It's because I don't have a clue, and I've enjoyed my time here at the campus. They've been very informative and very helpful with terminology and technology and things that, frankly, I've just never seen before. Except driving down the interstate and see a rocker out there doing its job. I think, hey, that's great. All I know is it's doing something. I have no idea what, and I have no idea how it works.
I think it came from a movie of if it's going up and down means times are good.
There you go. Exactly.
Times are all right. No, Kelly does a great job here. He brings in a lot of experts on this New Mexico Junior College class.
And you came in this morning and did a class.
Yes, sir. Gave an hour-long presentation, had the students ask some questions, go over basic automation and SCADA.
Good.
And what they can expect jumping into their roles. I didn't go down too many rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
I just confuse them. But it's just what to expect. And let me see out there.
Miss Monica invited me out. You really don't tell Monica no.
Correct.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's just understood. Anybody that's met her, the answer is yes.
You say yes.
That's right. You're going to make it happen. It's all for good. Mm-hmm. She is such a help. She asked me to come out because she was having this class. I want to introduce you to this person. So I made the trip. So happy that I did. They have a wonderful program here. I've never seen this class. We don't have this type of, you know, class offshore.
Is there not anywhere that has anything like this for offshore stuff, like to what you're jumping into?
Well, yes. I mean, we have schools, but it's not what they're teaching here. But this particular class is for maintaining these batteries and these wells. We don't do that. You know, we drill a well and then we leave. and somebody else, you know, Chevron, Exxon, BP, whoever, they do all the final, you know, production side.
Right.
That's a different animal I don't know anything about.
Okay.
So I'm on the drilling contractor side.
Right. You drill a hole.
BP hires me, us, we drill a hole wherever they put the X and do whatever they want us to do. And then when it's all over with, we drive away and somebody else comes in and hooks up a big old hose pipe to it and they start making a bunch of money. We don't do that. But here, you know, it's a whole different world. But my point was, New Mexico Junior College is putting on a heck of a program. Great people, students. I'm going to interview some of them here in just a few minutes. Yourself bringing in experts to help teach and help impart some of that knowledge to these, you know, some of them young, new to the field. I think it's great. Y'all are doing a good job.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We've had good feedback. We had a meeting last year and brought in some of the big names around here, some of the big companies, and asked them, we're doing this for y'all. What do you want us to teach them?
Right.
What do you want to see from them? Got great feedback from all of them. Kelly's done a great job and the upper management's done a great job of kind of tuning it, that course to what they're wanting. Sweet. I know that a lot of these big guys that have in-house SCADA and operations and automation crews, let me kind of tune it a little bit to what y'all expect from these guys to know about it.
Good deal. How long have you been in the oil field?
Been in the oil field about 10 years now.
Always automation?
Not always automation. Came in at on the chemical side.
Okay.
So a great man that's no longer with us took a shot on me fresh out of college and went in the chemical side and did some deliveries and truck treating and service teching. Got to know the ins and out of a battery, a facility, wells.
So what's your degree in?
Business management.
Hey, there you go.
So not kind of really what I wanted there, but no, went in there and that was great. Then I had another opportunity with this company right now, Eversolve Technologies and Riot SCADA. And he's giving me a shot at this and just put it all together.
See where it goes.
Yeah.
And see where it takes.
I had no idea on the chemical side that you can view tank levels and do everything like that with a SCADA system. I was told starting off, if we can do it, you can learn it. Sure enough, I've been able to take it up and present to a class and, and talk to people about it and get some sales from it. So it's been fun.
That's great.
Really cool that what we're doing here, and we're just now starting to get into the AI portion of it.
Oh, nice.
So not just the automation and the SCADA.
So Hal actually talks to you that
right.
Every morning. Good morning.
I believe that's in the future. Have kind of like an Alexa. We're taking it in a different way on the AI side. We call it automated engineer. And yeah. So we're trying to stay away from the AI.
Oh, it's all going to get lumped together. We know that.
Yeah. So what context?
It's here. It's been here. It's not new. Everybody thinks it's all new. Guess what? It's been here.
A long time.
A long time. Much longer than people think.
Mm-hmm.
It's now they're just putting the name to it. It's spooking some people, but they just need to realize this has been here so long. You're not going to get away from it.
Right. That's been the tough part of people realizing or kind of seeing that portion of it. It's not here to take a job. Our automated engineer is not making changes for you, not doing all that. It's an interaction with the battery. So you can go up to that battery that well and say, hey, how you doing? Talking just to like an engineer, and he's going to reply back in a text message. Hey, I'm doing this way. Red, yellow, green. I'm good. I'm okay. Hey, I'm pretty under the weather. We need to make some changes here.
Some stuff going on, yeah.
And it's
going
to tell you, this is where I'm feeling it. This is what we need to do. And you can interact with it.
For years, we've had the technology, sensors, and remote access, reading of those numbers and reading of those readings. But it always come down to an engineer to sit there and crunch the numbers and figure out where the issues were. But if you have technology, AI, that crunches the numbers, you've saved time. Mm-hmm. You've probably removed errors because humans error much more than computers do. If they're programmed correctly, I'm not going down that rabbit hole. But at the end of the day, it's faster.
Yep.
It's real time. They can catch things much faster than an engineer would.
Right. And so going down a little bit of down this rabbit hole, we've been playing with this stuff for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We've come to the conclusion there's two types of people. You got the engineer. He knows data. He understands data. He can make a decision from that data. A lot of other people are kind of right below him. They understand data and they can see it and they know what it is. have no idea how to make a decision from that data.
Right.
That's where AI.
Exactly. No, it's going to be a resource that can crunch that information and distribute it. But the nice thing is now that that computer technology is as powerful as it is, which it, that's what it is. It's speed and all that stuff that's allowed them to be able to get to that point where you might have somebody that goes and pulls that data or even sends it remotely to the office. Those decisions are still made at the engineer level. With AI, you can program parameters and automate a lot of those known situations that you're going to react to in a specified way. You get a good engineer and a good computer engineer together. You start setting those limits. And when that HAL unit at the battery reads high pressure here, low temperature there, it knows that I need to close this, open that, and relieve this. At that point, it goes into I got a problem mode. But free any of that, the engineer might get in at 7 o'clock in the morning, have his first meeting at 8, get around to reading some of the data at 8:30 or 9. Yep. And before he gets to the 60th well, that unit's been bad for 8, 10, 12 hours. It can cause a lot of problems. Where now we're automating a lot of those emergency shutdowns, emergency situations, preventing not just injuries, but spills and damage to property and equipment.
Yeah, there's been a lot, especially in this area in West Texas, there's been a lot of cotton fields bought.
Yes.
And a lot of land, a lot of dirt. And that's where this helps out.
Yes.
Is you can monitor those tanks. You can monitor those pumps. Send the alarms to the correct people.
Right.
Hey, get out here. I need to figure this out before it becomes an issue.
Yes.
And it pays for itself in one spill.
That's right.
I mean, one spill.
It's worth it. If it's not regulatory required yet, it probably's coming because we all know that it's safer and better, both for safety and hazards and environmental.
Right.
And it's just good practices.
Yeah. And it's good practices. And even like with the automation, it's helped. But even with regulation, there's still people taking it on themselves to make it a better operation. Oh. And they're seeing the writing on the wall and, hey, let's fix it before there is regulation.
It's true.
And no one wants that.
True.
So no automation and SCADA.
Being proactive rather than reactive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's been great. I mean, this community, especially Hobbs, West Texas, Eastern New Mexico, they're kicking butt, taking names and doing it the big way.
It is. It is really happening out here. They are doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great people. Everybody I've met, I've been able to walk in, sit down right there. There's no hesitation. Welcome. And we just get right down to, you know, shooting the bull.
Yes.
And that's great. I mean, I appreciate that. From a podcaster standpoint, it's great because people, you know, are warm and welcoming, but they also enjoy the concept and the idea. So,
yeah, and this is great because it enlightens people that might not know the questions.
Yeah.
Maybe too afraid to answer or ask questions and want to know more. And so like this podcast and there's some other ones out there. It's great information out there and just saying stuff.
So I'm not a technology podcast by any stretch. That's not where I'm going with this. Although we can talk about it, I have no problems. I'll put in 2.5 cents over your 10 cents. I'm on the personal side. I'm on the family side. I'm on the individual, the job, you know, what it does, how it makes you feel, who you work with, the funny things that happen, the you're not going to believe it. It's true kind of a story.
Okay.
You know, that one time when 2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, I'll relate to it from an oil field side. Other listeners from within the oil field, they'll get the joke, but they'll learn something also, right? So that's why I'm offshore oil and gas. I don't know anything about what's going on out here. And I love it because I'm learning something new every day. Every person I talk to, they're bringing up a new term, a new technology. I just left a cable guy down the road.
Uh-huh.
The way he said it was, I put extension cords in wells. You know, it's like I plug into a pump and we run it down to the bottom of the hole and I run the extension cord. And it was just the perfect mental image of what they do. And we were just talking. I wasn't recording anything.
Yeah.
I wish I had because we had a great conversation. I can go back down there 15 minutes from now and walk in and he's ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's how I like it, you know, those type of people.
And that's how it, I mean, that's how it is out here is everyone's friendly. Everyone has a bad day, but even if you're having a bad day, everyone's friendly. You go walk in. Hey, is this person in? Yeah, he's right here. Hey, you got 5 minutes? Yeah. Sit down. Let's talk.
Right.
There's definitely other places in the world that you can't do that.
Not so much.
Yeah. And so it's great atmosphere around here. And you're talking about some stories. There's some good ones out there.
Go for it, man. If you got one.
I'll back up to the chemical side for a little bit. Truck treating a well or a lease. They had shut this well off for a good while. So had some buildup, had some blockage. Need to run some chemical down there and truck treat this well. That gauge had been broken for a while and no one ever caught it. Whenever they turned that well back on, it cranked up to 500 pounds on the back end.
Uh-oh.
Gauge said 20 pounds.
Oh.
So I go and do my thing and bleed off that bull valve and it's still leaking. Well, I'm in a hurry and I sling it off.
Ooh.
It's 500 pounds behind it. Don't realize it. It went through my legs, underneath the truck, about 30 yards on the other side of the pad.
Wow.
And stayed about 6 inches off the ground.
It was a bullet.
It was, yeah, it was a 10-pound bullet.
Yeah.
And so that was one that I was...
Missed it by that much.
That much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds you of, you know, why you're here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that you might want to slow down and double check some stuff.
Yeah. And that was early in my career.
Yep.
Yeah. And everyone can dog on the safety trainings and sitting in meetings and learning.
That's what I do, man. I'm the safety guy.
And everyone can dog on it. But once you start seeing some near misses, you're like, I'm going to start listening a little more.
I might actually have something worthwhile after all. Yeah. We've had this discussion several times this week. And I said, you know, they laugh. They joke. They pick on the safety guy. I get it. I take the jokes until they get hurt. And then they walk in. My finger, it's bleeding. Would you fit my owl? I got an owie.
Got a boo-boo?
Yeah. You know, and these are, you know, big old tough, strong guys until they, you know, get hurt and then they come see me. So
yeah,
not all of them. They know I'm teasing them.
Yeah, I know.
Just the same. But at the end of the day, we all have a part to play.
Yes, sir.
Safety has always been, should always be, and is becoming a much more prevalent part of the industry.
Right.
It's for the benefit of everybody, not just the safety guy and not just the company, but yourself on location by yourself, 2 o'clock in the morning when the 10-pound bullet goes shooting through your legs.
Yep.
Because it didn't go between your legs. It went through your legs.
Yep.
What are you going to do then when you're by yourself 45 miles from the nearest anything?
And both your legs are broken and your phone's up in a semi-truck.
Correct. Yeah. I actually had that thought last night. I was thinking just exactly this. What would you do?
Real question? Real question. I would assess the situation first.
Well, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
The only thing I can think of off the top of my head is hopefully you can climb up in that truck and get to that phone.
Yeah. You know what my answer was? And it's so simple that it makes me wonder why we're not doing it out here. And it's something that I may start to push out here in the wild, wild west, because I don't understand why we don't have it. Might save a lot of lives. I'm interested because I'm the safety guy, but I actually was thinking about it last night. I want to look at some data in this region, if it can be trusted, because I know how safety data is. It's subjective. I'm sorry. They move decimal points around. I get it. I want to understand how realistic that possibility is, what the times are, because I'm a paramedic also.
Right.
So I'm all about response times, getting there, you know, the golden hour, all the different things as far as saving and protecting someone's life. For every minute, you know, you're in more and more danger.
I am surprised that I don't know what that is. And it's not here.
I'm sure that is. But you see how they're getting at. We're just not using it.
Yeah, just, I mean, but if.
Why not? That's my question. It's a good question.
We're 30 years behind in the oil and gas space.
You know.
Before automation, AI.
Yes.
It's been here for a long time.
Can we justify it? Will they pay for it? Will they get it? Will they do it?
I mean, if you make it free,
probably everybody will take it for free. Okay.
Yeah. There's a $1 billion idea.
It can be done. Are you kidding? I'm not going to post this. I'm just going to hit stop right now. But yes, it is. Hey, you never know. It might work.
I think it would work.
Here's the thing. I'm all about the hands. I'm not worried about the oil. I'm not worried about the companies. No. I'm about the hands, the people. That's what makes this oil field work. They just make money from it. But at the end of the day, if we all decided to stay home, they wouldn't make any money.
Correct.
You know, we have to take care of each other.
My thing is, like, why aren't we doing it right now?
I know. You never thought about it.
And it's the same thing opposite way if you come out here and...
Oh, I guarantee you, I'll find something that's like, why aren't we doing that offshore?
There was a brief point in time where I thought about going offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not bad. It really is.
My wife said no.
Well, she doesn't understand. You're only going to be home 6 months out of the year. So there's some advantages. Just send him off to work and I don't have to deal with him.
You complain when I'm here and complain when I'm gone.
That's right. Thank you very much. I'm not going to keep you anymore. I mean, that's, believe it or not, that's 30 minutes. Really?
It doesn't feel like it does.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm getting at. If we just sit here and talk to each other.
Have a conversation.
And just two dudes talking. 30 minutes goes by and we don't even think about it being 30 minutes. But we just came up with a $1 billion idea. I'm going to go make some money on it.
Why not? If you need something to sell it, you holler at me.
I'll do it. Hey, look, you got a smartphone?
Yeah. Is this the Popple thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever seen it? Oh, you got one?
I try to beat you to it. Oh, I was just going to beat you to it. Leon, why do we go by Trey?
I'm a third. Yeah, keep in touch, man. Look, gets you that little thing. It saves you digging. It's see, that fast.
They have some of those that are going to do that. Yeah. It's like the card. Yeah. No, that was great. I was asking Monica. She called me yesterday afternoon. You going to be at the junior college? I said, yes. She said, you got to talk to this guy. You got to talk to this guy. I said, okay, like, when do you want to do this? And he's like, tomorrow. I'm like,
what am I going to ask about? What am I going to do? I don't know what to say. I know it. I know it. I've heard it a dozen times, you know. The same thing happens. And here's the thing. When I get back to town, I'm going to shoot you a message. And this is what I want you to do. Start writing ideas down.
Okay.
You're going to drive home and you're going to go, oh, I should have told that story. I should have thought about this. I should have said that. Start writing them down.
Yeah.
Next time I come back, I'm going to be like, I'm in town. You'll be like, oh yeah, I got a list now. You're going to like these stories. Have a listen to the podcast. Get an idea where I'm going with it. I'm going to put most of this with the college.
Okay.
As a podcast, a single podcast. Probably I'm going to do two for the college. Promoting, talking about the college. So I'm probably going to cut the first half of our conversation.
Okay.
And put it with that.
Perfect.
And then as we developed and started talking about some other stuff, I may pull that second half out and make a bonus episode or just a 10, 15 minute, you know, blurb. Come back and we'll sit down for an hour and a half. We'll just sit down and talk some more and you'll be ready. You'll understand. You'll be comfortable, right? Instead of all nervous, like,
ouching. Yeah.
that was funny, wasn't it?
Yep. And I know Monica says, and I'll say it here, you really need to talk to Brad Davis.
There you go. That's how this is going to grow.
Brad Davis.
You know somebody, and he knows somebody, and look, we can grow this together.
Yeah.
Trust me, you have plenty of stories. They're going to be great. So does everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? It's just getting people. When you call him, he knows you. He trusts you. And you tell him, hey, you can sit down with this guy. He's just from the oil field in the Gulf of Mexico. Other than the webbed feet, you know, he's good.
No, he's actually the CEO of Riot SCADA and Eversoft Technologies.
Let's do it.
Like, he started the company and flipped it from scratch.
Oh, man.
And how he came into SCADA and automation and the whole story.
So one of the guys that I recorded, he dropped his episode on the 24th of December, is Mr. Crutcher.
Jason?
No, Carrie Crutcher.
I don't know.
Out of Sealy, Texas.
Okay.
He's 88 years old. He started in the oil field when he was 14. The stories he has are crazy.
I know some guys like that.
And I want those guys.
I know some. Those are the guys.
I need those guys.
We're
losing those guys.
Pumping the same well for 40 years.
I want those guys. Those are the guys I want before I want you. Nothing personal.
You're good.
Because we're losing those guys.
Right.
And we're losing their stories. We're losing the history. We're losing the funny, crazy things they did in the oil. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
here, are you still recording?
Yeah, I am.
Clayton Acker, XP Resources.
Okay.
I'll send you his contact info.
But here's the thing. You reach out to him.
Okay.
Give him my contact information. Feel him out.
Okay.
Zero pressure. I don't want to call him.
Right.
Unless you send me a text and say, he said it's great, or he sends me a text, I'd like to chat. You see what I mean? But if I cold call, he didn't know me from Adam.
See ya.
It just doesn't work because we're people.
Right.
We don't trust. When that phone rings with an unknown number, we just let it go to voicemail. Mm. Unfortunately, in this podcast, I have to answer them all because I got people calling,
right.
You know, but a lot of people don't or won't. It helps. You talk to people, at least just feel them out. If they say, I'm never doing that, I say, it's okay.
Mm.
Kelly said he was not gonna record,
mm-hmm.
And I got him. I got him, you know, because at the beginning, he loves the idea.
Uh-huh.
He's just, I'm not recordable. I don't want, you know what I mean? I don't want to. Okay. But after we got to talking and just sitting around just like this without a recorder,
mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah,
I can do that.
I got something to say.
Yeah, no, this is, I've always been on the fence about it. Well, this is.
It's not that hard.
It's big and scary. And then you start having a conversation.
It's not that hard.
30 minutes in and it's not big and scary.
It's not big and scary. It's really not. And see, I'll go back and I'll edit this and I'll take out all the burps and the farts and the, I don't know what to say, because we all have those momentary, you know, lapses or whatever. I'm going to make us sound good. You don't, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like the whole idea is to,
have you ever heard of Toastmasters?
Yes.
So when I started this, Brad sent me to Toastmaster instantly. Hey, you said this many us, this many.
That's right.
You're playing with your hand.
That's right.
Speaking the public speaking. And now, whenever I hear a podcast or I hear someone speaking, and if they say, I can't do it.
That's right.
I know.
So I take them out. It's my podcast. I can do it if I want to.
Yep.
You know, there's some people that will just leave it raw. It's unnecessary. It's not needed for the podcast. It distracts a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault. I'm not going to try to correct them. I don't want to correct them. But I will fix it on the other side. Some people might not like it. Okay, I'll leave your us in if you got a problem with it, you know? But otherwise, I want to make it pleasant to listen to. I take them out. I don't take them all out, but I take them out. I take some of them out, you know?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying there. No, I think what you're saying is correct, is we all have the human element to stop, pause. I still do it.
We do. Crazy. It's okay.
And you don't realize you're...
No, you don't. You can't even take it out of your brain.
Right.
A lot of times, and you just heard it, I'll put three things together. It's just me. My brain's going faster than my tongue.
You're right.
And of course, I'm going to edit the third, and it'll just come out as the third on the podcast. It just happens to us. It's okay. Why not clean it up?
Make it better.
Exactly.
More people will like
it. Hopefully. All right, I'm going to leave it to you, though. Thanks for Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's 40 minutes, believe it or not. I'm not going to use 40 minutes, but I mean, heck, if I use...
We can go all day.
Nomad Mobile Productions is a broadcasting and media production company that produces podcasts and provides a mobile podcast studio complete with audio and video recording equipment. We also offer post-production processing, editing, marketing, and publication for podcasts. Our mobile production studio will come to you. Visit our webpage, nomadmobileproductions.com, or our Facebook,